नमस्कार। दिस इज दादा कृपानंद अवधूत। आई टुक इनिशिएशन 1962 इन मंथ ऑफ फेब्रुअरी। आई गॉट पर्सनल कॉन्टैक्ट विद बाबा 14th October 1962. During personal contact, Baba told me that you work for my mission, and he took permission, promised that I will work for his mission. And 1963 December, I become monk in Ananda Marga. And there you are camp in Anand Nagar, 14th December, 63 December to 13th December, 1963. There was this camp in 15 days. After camp, I came to Jamalpur, and I was 10 days with Baba in Jamalpur. When I met Baba, and I went field contact first time with Baba. So I was with Baba in the graveyard, and I was thinking when I was a student in 9th class, and that time I was reading Gita and Ramayana in Indian philosophy. So I was thinking, when I reading the Mahabharata, and I was thinking why Krishna came in time of the Krishna, in time of the Arjuna, why not came? And now I was realizing that I am with Baba. So Baba told, what are thinking? And Baba told, I was mum. Then Baba told, you forget past and you think for future and work in the present. So this is my first experience that what I thinking, Baba knows everything. When I become monk, my father and mother was die. So I was thinking, somebody told me that Baba is God, so Baba can give me love and affection as a mother. So one day I was with Baba in Jamalpur, and I was massaging Baba's feet. So Baba told, what are you doing? I told Baba, I'm massaging. Massaging. Baba told, no, you do not know how to massage. Then I told Baba, I do not know how you teach me how I can massage. So Baba told, you want to learn massage? I told, yes, Baba, I want to learn. So Baba told, okay, you lay down in my lap. Then I sleep Baba's lap. And Baba was massaging me at 10 minutes. And I was just enjoying. After 10 minutes, Baba told me, now you learn. I told, yes, Baba, I learn. So I really enjoyed. I was thinking Baba can love me as a mother, and Baba done. And that time when I joined Anand Marga, that time my dress was the dhoti and kurta shirt. So Baba told me, you do not know how to put dhoti. Then I told Baba, can you teach me how I can use dhoti? And Baba can teach me nicely dhoti, how can I put. So he done father work. In Bhagalpur, that time I was first time posting, and Jamalpur is nearby the Bhagalpur. So when he will feel anything problem, I just came with Baba, and he can solve me every problem. So I with Baba in 64, 65, and 66, 3 years. I just enjoying every day, every week with Baba. If any problem came, just I came and asked, and he solved my problem. So one day, I was in Bhagalpur court, and some newspaper, he put bad news against Anand Marga. And Anand Margis of Bhagalpur, they filed the case against the newspaper. And finally, the judge given the punishment. Those persons published against Anand Marg 6 months, and he was in jail. And when I came to ashram, I forget the way because I was new. So one crossroad, Adampur, somebody came and asked me, where are you going? I told, I'm going to Badi Khanjarpur, the first Anand Marg ashram in the world. He told, no, this is not way. If this way is going in the railway station, you go back, and he guided me properly. After 3 days, when I went to Jamalpur, Baba told me, when you're going anywhere, you must think proper way, otherwise you will going to forget. I told Baba, I'm very smart, I'm not going to forget any time. Baba said, oh, but that day when you came from the court, you was forget and I was there. I guide you, otherwise you can go in the railway station. So I realized Baba is always moving with me, and I also enjoyed. Mm. So I'm this way, and now I'm working 62 years in the Anand Marg, and every time I feel Baba is always guiding with me. Baba as a teacher. I born in Madhya Pradesh, and that area language was the Chhattisgarhi. And I was posted first time in Bhagalpur, and that area language is Angika. And Baba made me editor of the particular Angika Bhasha paper. And like a Hame Khai Chie, Hame Jai Chie, and that is not good for me because I do not know any language of Baba told me you will be the editor of the Proud, paper of the Proud, paper of the Anka Bhasha. So one day I came in Jamalpur and Baba told, but Bhagalpur Margi, he was publishing on behalf of me and they are just putting my name, Kiran Dev. So Baba told, you publish paper nice, and every word I'm reading your paper, very good. I told Baba, this is totally false because they're putting my name only, and I do not like this language. Baba told, no, do not say like that. You must learn. And then Baba he started teaching how to speak and how to write. And then he speak one sentence in Hindi, and Baba told, in Hindi and Angika is the same language, but you change pronoun and verb, and put everything as things. And he teach me 5 sentences in Hindi. Main khata hoon, हमें खाए छे, मैं नाश्ता हूँ, आई डांस, अमित नाच छे, लाइक डैट ही टीच मी फाइव सेंटेंस एंड बाट यू नाउ यू नाउ मास्टर इन ही ब्लेस मी एंड फ्राम दैट मोमेंट आई डोंट नो स्टिल आई एम स्पीकिंग नाउ अंगिका आई फॉरगेट माय मदर लैंग्वेज सो ही इज माय टीचर सो एंड एवरी थिंग्स बिकॉज आई जस्ट पास द हाई स्कूल मैट्रिक पास and I joined Anand Marga. So everything, I learned everything from the Anand Marga. And Baba, he posted me out of India. After 26 years work in India, then he posted me out of India. And 20 years I worked also throughout the world, and 35 countries and 20 years. I create 25 WT in Manila and 5 WT in other place. So every times I feel Baba with me. One day I was traveling from Bangkok to Jakarta, Indonesia. And that time there's a problem in the world. Many people, they're fighting, there's some Muslim problems in the world. And I was in days when I was traveling from the Bangkok to Jakarta. So air hostess came and she took my passport. And I was worried how this lady took my passport, and I was upset. So one sound came from the outside. And that was the 95 years, that time Baba was physically passed. And one son came in the voice of Baba and told, don't worry, I'm always with you. Why are you so worried? So I realized that Baba is telling me from the sound way. Then when I came near the immigration, the lady came and she returned my passport. So on this way, Baba is always working everywhere with me.
So where did you hear this sound? Was it outside of you or in your head?
Yeah, I listen. Sound is coming from the outside.
You hear a voice coming in.
Voice is coming. So his Baba told me, don't worry, I'm with you. So I just advise. And nowadays I'm writing so many books, and I have so many. I'm writing two things: my own experience and the history and the journey of the Anand Marga. So there is a 5 main headquarters in Anand Marga. First, from the born 21st May to 21st October 90. This is the Baba's time. And Baba's work 26 years in Jamalpur. So 21st May 1921 born. And 31st December 1966, Baba left Jamalpur. So this is called Jamalpur Parva. And the 1st January 1967 to 5 March 1967, Anandgarh Parva. And 5th March 1967 to 5th June 71 in Rachi Parva, and 6th June 1971 to 79, Babaji ne Patna, Patna Parva. Paramis chapter. And 79 to 90, Babaji in Calcutta. So Calcutta Parva. So this five Parva, I'm writing the book date-wise. I have the record, everything.
Can you share any more of your experiences with Baba?
From the starting time, I never feel Baba is God, not Guru, just like a guardian, father. Yeah, just when I'm talking with you, so like that. So one day I was thinking, people is always engaged with the Baba. I cannot get time to talk with the Baba. That was my personal feeling. So one day, I came Bhagalpur to Jamalpur. I was thinking to talk Baba only. Nobody was there. So when I get down from the train, I was thinking, oh, I came wrong time, because this is time, Baba's office time. So I came wrong time. So I just coming from the station to Olipur Ashram, Jamalpur. So I saw Baba is going ahead. And I was so happy. And I just forget how to be with the Baba. So just I was hurry, and I put my hand to Baba. Baba was so happy also. Baba never feel bad. And just like baby, sometimes. So Baba told, okay, very good. And that day, on the way, Baba teaching me Angika. And then I came in the ashram, there were five person only. And I was with Baba. So Baba told, do you know this person? And that all four person told, no Baba, we do not know. So I told this person, are you with me? How they tell me, I do not know. Then Baba told, this is the Anka Samacha editor. Now he's going to speak lecture in the Anka Bhasa language. So I told Baba, you told me five sentences, and how I can speak in a lecture in this language. So you told me five sentences, and I can speak five sentences. About to go, the good lecture. Now he can speak nice way. So on this way, Baba blessed me. Second story, I got eczema in it all 10 fingers. So I was worried. So lastly, one day I told Baba, look Baba, how I got this disease. Baba, he looked me on the road, not in ashram, he was on the road. So he told, oh, this is very serious disease, and there is no medicine in the world to remove this disease. Then Baba said, 5 minutes, I have only one solution. Baba told, Baba, what solution? I cut your hand from this place and this place, then remove the hand. And I was thinking how I can eat. So I was worried. Then he came back in the room. After 5 minutes, he called me in the room. And he explained the history of the disease, how it entered your body, the disease. He explained half an hour. And after that, now today, you stop work. You do not go anywhere. And one side is small room, Baba sitting there, staying in the Jamalpur, and other side was room was the Venkat. Baba told you give me cot, and you sleep, eat, everything you hear. And every evening and every morning, I will come and I see what to you. So that time, Baba is coming morning 8 to 9, and evening 5 to 6, every day. And that's our daily routine in Jamalpur Ashram. And every day he is looking at my hands, and after 50 days I was cured. See, now he's my doctor. And one day, one Margi from Munger, and he was very poor, and he has one garland, only the sixth floor, and some leaves only. Baba, and he was so small, so Baba is helping to him coming inside floor. And that man was both the devotee and Baba both were helping to put the garland. So that day, there were many good garland he took out. And Baba left Jagriti, and I was with Baba in his house. Then I told Baba, there was very good mala garland you take out. But why you not taking this small and flower? Oh, you are correct. So he, on the road, he was taking out from the garland. I told Baba, you can throw it. No. Do you know how devotee he came from the Munger to Jamalpur on foot? And no slipper, no shoe. So he has lot of devotion. So this is not garland, this is full of devotion. So he take out and he took it, Baba given me. Then I put that flower in the book. In any problem kind my height, I was just touching, everything gone. So I enjoyed the prayer. Mm. Yeah.
Can you say what Baba said was the cause of eczema?
Pardon?
What did Baba say was the cause of eczema?
Eczema, cause. Baba told there is some poison in grass, and you were sleeping on the grass on the garden. Mm. And that grass poisoned into your body.
Right. Is that the only cause for eczema, or are there other causes of eczema, or just the poison from grass?
He don't like the grass or not other things. Mm. And that is the age of the 1965. And after 65, 20, like 85, that came again. Mm. And that was the Dharma Chakra in the Bhagalpur. He told, now you have again eczema. Mm. So I'm going to put you negative microbeta in your body. And he put me again negative microbeta in my body. Mm. And Baba told he will grow again. So after 3 days, when he was going to left Bhagalpur, Baba called me. And he took again microbeta from my body and told her, okay. So after 6 months, they removed all disease. From that time, I have a pure cure.
Never have problems.